The coming of Haskalah in Eastern Europe brought about various reactions. And in order to meet the danger of Haskalah, the traditional Jewish community invented, so to speak, a number of new responses. Tonight I would like to speak about the rise of the yeshivas in Eastern Europe as the main defense and the main bastion of strength to oppose the Haskalah and to guarantee the furtherance of traditional Judaism and the reality of the matter is that the yeshiva movement, especially Volozhin, which I'm going to discuss with you tonight, was in itself revolutionary. Today, again, just as when I mentioned to you Chassidus has become the establishment. Once it becomes the establishment, it's hard to see it as the revolution. It's hard to imagine it in its formative early years, in its revolutionary form. The same thing today, we are convinced that the yeshivas, as they exist today, is in basically in the Lithuanian mold, have been here forever. And that's the way yeshivas always were, and that's the way yeshivas are always going to be, and that is the tradition of the people of Israel. That is also not accurate. Yeshiva movement and the yeshivas as we know them today are really about 175 years old. And they came as a response to the outside threats of the Haskalah and of the persecution of the czars of Russia against the Jews, and also to try and correct many of the inner faults which were recognizable within the traditional Jewish community. The faults of the exploitation of the lower classes by the few of the higher classes, the faults of callousness and of overlooking the realities of the situation. The yeshivas also, in their way, were an answer to the rapid urbanization of the Jewish people in Eastern Europe. The Jews, beginning in the 19th century, moved from small villages and from farms, and instead they moved to the cities, a factor which is part of the entire process of the 19th and 20th centuries till our time, of the centralization of population. Jews also did that. The Talmud long ago said, Koshe yeshivas krochin, living in large cities is difficult. They are not only talking about the IRT subway and the difficulties of the physical difficulties of living in a big city. They're talking about the spiritual difficulties. It is much more difficult to have any sort of spiritual life, meaningful life, in a large city, where everything can be seen and practically everything is condoned, and where the masses and the pressure of life are of such enormous consequence that it is really hard to be contemplative, it is hard to deal in spirit. The yeshivas came also to deal with that problem, as we will see, how to adjust the Jewish people to the urbanization of life. The father of the yeshiva movement, there are three main yeshivas that we can identify as the forerunners of the yeshiva movement. One is the famous yeshiva in Volozhin. Volozhin was a town between Minsk and Vilna in Lithuanian Russia. Small town. The second was in Lemberg in